Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of June 23rd in News on the Edge. So as we continue our June Happy Pride Month, we're celebrating so many things around the city. This is kind of the culmination weekend coming up. If you don't know who we are, the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we have over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance here in the St. Pete area. Bunch of events coming up, but want to give a thank you first to everyone who helped put on the Pink Palm Pool Club party at Moxie. So they really rolled out the pink carpet for all their guests. They've got three more summer pool parties coming. So in July, August, September, one in each of those months. So if you missed the June event, you can definitely check it out. How much fun to be seven stories in the sky and just great weather and a fun time was had by all. Also, thank you to everyone who participated in the Pride Bar Crawl. Enigma was a very popular spot this last weekend during that crawl. And again, kind of pre-gaming before we get over to the big event weekend. And for the Edge, we have June 28th Pridetopia. So that's from 8 to late, 8 p.m. to late night. And it's just a way following the end of the Pride Parade downtown for people to come out and have a good time on a Saturday night. And all different places are open. We've got over 11 eateries, 8 bars, 5 dessert places. Most of the places are open late, have drinks and food, and just all sorts of exciting things to do from an entertainment standpoint. And thank you to our Emerald City sponsors that helped us out with that. So Bavaro's, Enigma Bar and Lounge, Grassroots Cava House, Law Firm of Douglas G. Jackson, Invigorate IV, Flagship Bank. They really help our community just put great events like this together. And there's a concert at Ferg's, which I am super excited about. So the 80s are back again, and they've got Big Country, Tommy Tutone, and Bow Wow Wow on June 28th. That concert starts at 8 o'clock and goes into the evening. Super excited about hearing them. And then moving over and circling your calendar for July 17th, that's the Sunrise Sale. And so that started by the Downtown Business Association over 50 years ago to help our small retailers during the slower summer months. Starts at 6:43 a.m. And you can just go and shop all over town, primarily in the downtown 4th Street, Edge District area. But let's support the Downtown Business Association and our small retailers on July 17th. Again, 6:43 a.m. You can put your PJs on if you want and have a good time. And as far as events, Halloween on Central, halloweenoncentral.com to find out everything you would ever want to know. We are looking for those sponsors and vendors to help pay for the event. We haven't covered the cost yet of that event and really need folks to step up and be part of that. And the so looking forward to that. It's an event for 100,000 people here in the St. Petersburg area. As far as announcements, our new garage is finally open. I know I've been talking about it for several months now. It's a great hourly rate, and the entrance is off of First Avenue North on the west end of the garage. So very safe place to park and know you've got your car there and not have to worry about the two-hour parking, which is pretty much the standard free parking in the Edge District. You now have options to hang out longer and do a bunch more things in the district at the same time. Bunch of new businesses are also opening the Edge besides the garage. A Cargo Coffee is officially open. That's the ground floor of 930 Central. Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies is coming along at 1041 Central Avenue. I'm probably just a few weeks away from opening. And then sometime, likely this fall, Bosphorus Mediterranean. I just get saliva pouring out of the corners of my mouth when I look at their menu, because this will be one of their Florida locations they'll be opening up, and can't wait for that sit-down restaurant for 1245 Central Avenue next to the Moxie. And speaking of drinking and dining in the district, we've got 39 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge, and dozens of dessert options. So I'm in a dessert mood lately, and my waist shows it. But Sourdough Co. has fresh-baked sourdough desserts. Their giant cinnamon rolls are delicious. Cafe Copa has their Cocoa Nutella. Bavaro's Cannoli and Tiramisu is only they can do. Brooklyn South has my two favorite cakes, cheesecake and carrot cake. What's not to love about either of those? And then Red Mesa Mercado has churros. So many more desserts around the district. Just wanted to give you a few to whet your appetite. And if you're shopping, we have amazing retailers in the Edge. So if you're doing the daytime stroll and shop, make sure you put your sunscreen on, put a little hat on, stay hydrated. If you're looking for food items for the kitchen, Kalamazoo Olive, Sans Market, and Sourdough Co. all have really, really great things you can buy to cook in the kitchen with. For services, we've launched that new website, edgedistrict.org, and we've got 17 different categories to recommend local businesses in, and just all sorts of different service categories. Fitness and Health want to feature St. Pete Physio. So they're upstairs above the First Avenue Liquors business. So that building used to be formerly known as the AAA building by us locals, but the First Avenue Liquors and Zubrick Magic Theater are downstairs. There's about a dozen plus businesses inside that building in the upper floors, and St. Pete Physio is just helping people get that PT recovery and just feel much healthier. If you're looking for entertainment, so many things to do on the edge. I always say endless possibilities to eat, drink, shop, and be entertained. For air-conditioned entertainment, because who doesn't want that right now in the hot summertime, Zubrick Magic Theater has Vegas-level entertainment. Ferg Sports Bar has large indoor areas and all your favorite teams are playing. Enigma Bar and Lounge does karaoke, bingo, DJs, drag shows, and more. Grassroots does trivia every Thursday. So if you're smart, go win some stuff there. Copa does its Jazz Sundays. And then certainly grab dinner or lunch in the district and visit some of our nearby friends, for example, Floridorama. And then the new St. Pete Athletic Club is coming soon, and that's going to feature among their ownership group, Nathan from Greenbench and Jarrett from the Mezzo Group. So let's celebrate them when they open very soon, probably this fall. And our Edge calendar at edgedistrict.org has events all over it for you to click and see what's going on. Our local nonprofits are really having a little bit of a difficult time with the current economy, grants down, etc. So let's give them a helping hand, and want to focus on this week, Great Explorations Children's Museum next to Sunken Gardens. If you don't know about them, even if you don't have kids, reach out, see how you can help fundraise with them and be involved. That's been Roger Curlin and News on the Edge. Take care.